You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, there's other sports this week, and it's the 150th running. I guess that makes it special. Of the Kentucky Derby. What do they call it? The greatest 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah.
Also sounds like Jeremy's wedding night.
Boom!
So here come the hats, the Kentucky Derby. You will see them all weekend long.
And the mint juleps.
Fancy. Have you ever sipped a mint julep?
It's foul. Oh, probably. I like minty things, though. I like a mojito, so.
Oh, yeah, you like girly drinks.
I like toothpaste, so.
I don't care for mint juleps at all. I had a neighbor who used to do a Kentucky Derby party every year, and I went one time.
These parties are so douchey, aren't they, at this point? Well, they're so cheeseball.
It's just...
just an excuse to get dressed up and get drunk.
That's all right. You know what? If people have fun with it, have fun.
Yeah, live your life, but they're
live
douchey.
Live your life.
They're douchey.
Anyway, the Derby's tomorrow. A new Dua Lipa album is out today. You love her.
I do love her more than mint toothpaste.
She has a new album out, and the same for Better Than Ezra. And the only reason I mention that is because your boys in the morning both oddly, randomly like this band Better Than Ezra.
Sure
so
do.
They have a new record that's out today. New movies are out today, too. Ryan Gosling, oh, he's a dreamboat. He's doing a movie called The Fall Guy, which is loosely based on a big 1980s TV series that Lee Majors was in about a stuntman. So Ryan Gosling is doing the movie version of The Fall Guy. And here's your synopsis, Jeremy. Tell me if you want to go see it. Hollywood stuntman flies to Australia to work on a movie directed by his ex-girlfriend, who's played by Emily Blunt, by the way. But when he gets there, he finds out the producer lied. The star has gone missing, and they want him to track him down.
Ooh. I don't know. It looks all right. Hey, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. There's another new movie out today called Tarot. I know Jeremy will not go see this one because it is a supernatural horror movie about a group of friends who find a creepy-looking deck of tarot cards in the basement of a mansion. It's always in a mansion, isn't it? It's never in, like, a two-bedroom apartment in Wheat Ridge.
A double-wide in Kansas.
It's always some mansion somewhere.
At some point, we need to talk about tarot cards and how big they are on YouTube now, where a lot of people are logging on and watching their readings via YouTube now.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. If people watch video games, why wouldn't they watch tarot?
Yeah, it's huge right now, I guess.
Well, in this movie, they find the tarot cards. They're warned not to ever use the deck of a stranger, but decide to read each other's fortunes anyway. And then, they get attacked and killed off by the monstrous versions of each of their cards. You're not going to see that.
No,
ever.
Thank you.
You will die.
No, thank
that.
You.
Movie that's out in limited release, but it stars Johnny Depp. It's called Jean Dubarry. It's a historical drama about King Louis XV.
It's all in French.
It's entirely, well, we'll get to that. It's the story of Louis XV and the scandal he caused at court when he openly took a peasant as his mistress.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in French. So if you want to go, they'll have to have subtitles, I would think. But
I hope not.
Anyway, the people who speak French, yeah, you know what? They probably wouldn't need it. It's like the old silent movies. I mean, there was no dialogue in that. You could figure out what the hell was going on. What else? I got some news for nerds for you. Science has finally figured out why beer tastes better cold. It all comes down to how alcohol behaves at different temperatures. The alcohol itself... when a beer is cold, more of the molecules in it arrange themselves into chains. And when that happens, you tend to taste the ethanol in them a little bit more.
I thought so.
So it has to do with the molecules and the way they arrange themselves.
I thought it was just because I was eating salsa and I needed something to cool it down.
So when you've got room temperature beer, those molecules are all jacked up.
Oh, molecules, man. Molecules.
Thank you, science. Today is National Space Day. You know, I should have taken this day off,
space
man.
Space Day.
What else in science? Oh, yeah, the dinosaur news for you. Every kid loves dinosaurs. Adults grow up to be. You know what? My wife right now, I was telling her goodnight last night, and she was listening to a new book. She goes, I love this book. And I go, what is it? And she goes, and she showed me, and I don't remember the title now, Jer, but it's something about the life of dinosaurs.
Huh.
Yeah, she's a grown-ass woman, and she's listening to some audiobook about dinosaurs. She goes, it's fascinating.
That's cool.
I got to check it out. So that's one that I'm going to get from Hoopla. Get your audiobooks through your library. Anyway, the story's out about T-Rexes. And they said, it looks like T-Rexes, we used to think they were super smart. But a new study says T-Rexes were probably morons.
he's tripping.
So apparently, T-Rexes were not that bright. I've got some news for nerds about road rage. I'll do that later. What else is trending today?
Well, I do want to tell you about our sponsor because I endorse them. It's Efficient Comfort. Get your air conditioner ready before the real summer heat arrives. Book your complete 22-point AC maintenance inspection by the end of the month. $128, you guys. Book now at efficientcomfortco.com. Not only is it Space Day, it's also National No Pants Day. So, if y'all wouldn't mind sending me a picture of your knees to our text line, 303-691-1649. Why not? Let's start your day with some knee pics. I want to see your knees. This is the perfect go-along story with National No Pants Day. A man in Florida who goes by Pee-wee has been arrested after he was allegedly exposing himself to multiple shoppers at a Target and a Walmart. Those two stories kind of go hand in hand. What was he doing at a Target? Yeah, that's more of a Walmart thing, I think. But anyway, it's too bad for Pee-wee. Here's your crap on celebrities. Here we go again with Britney Spears. She caused a disturbance at the Chateau Marmont Hotel in Los Angeles Wednesday night, fighting with her boyfriend, screaming in the hall. I guess it got physical. She was seen later in the night clutching a pillow and a blanket, and she had obviously been crying. She was standing outside. She ended up going home.
Was she still talking in a fake accent?
Yeah, man. It was a mess. She was out threatening hotel employees and guests, I guess. Anyway, she posted on Instagram saying, "This is fake news." Well, there's pictures of you, Brit.
Oh, yeah. Well, give the last line of her statement.
She's getting stronger every day.
No, the last line of her statement.
Let's see.
Did you see it?
She added that she twisted her ankle and paramedics showed up at her door.
Still
illegally.
Not the good part.
That's all I've got.
No, the very last is she puts out this long statement. She says all this nonsense. And at the very end, she goes, "I'm moving to Boston."
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I'm like, what did Boston do to deserve that? Leave Boston alone.
I wonder why. Oh, yeah, that was.
I'm moving to Boston.
That was the last thing on here. I'm moving to Boston. I thought the "I'm getting stronger every day" was a bit ridiculous as she's yelling at hotel employees. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a ridiculous promotion going on right now. He's got a tequila brand, and I guess if you go to a restaurant that has his tequila brand and you order guac, The Rock is doing guac on the rock now. You have to Venmo or shoot a screenshot of your receipt that you had his tequila and guacamole, and they will Venmo you like $10. And guac on the rock. So his marketing team working overtime on this promotion. They're like, "We need something that rhymes with the rock. What can we do?" And the obvious
rock
is completely inappropriate. Going back to Pee-wee's,
right.
Going back to Pee-wee's story.
He's rock out with your guac out, man.
Like socks? Sock? Rock?
Is this tequila brand named 8 Hour Late Tequila?
Oh, he is late to everything, isn't he? Hey, here's an ultimate diva move from an ultimate pop star, Mariah Carey. I guess on Wednesday, she took her twins to the Island Adventure theme park in Orlando, celebrating their birthdays. She got whipped around on the roller coaster, so kudos to her. She actually got on the rides, but when she got off, she had her assistant brush her hair. Because, you know, diva status, bro. The paparazzi was there. So imagine having somebody following you around all the time, brushing your hair and doing your makeup. And
as soon as you get off a roller coaster, one of your minions is there to brush your flowing locks.
What a life. What a life. But I like some of her music, so I can't be mad. Okay, so let's talk about juices. Apple juice is going to make an appearance, and right now, orange juice. In a silly survey, almost 30% of people say discussing your orange juice pulp preference before you get married is extremely important. I don't know if a pulper can hook up with a no pulper.
What am I? I'm no pulp.
I'm pulp. I got pulp for days. I like it real thick and juicy, man. I want to be able to feel. I want it to scrape my throat as that orange juice is going down.
I don't care to floss after drinking
orange
juice.
But that's the good part. That's the fiber. There's nutrients in the pulp.
Well,
and,
fine.
Yeah. I'll take your pulp.
Strain it out. Yeah.
Strain it out. And then how about apple juice? Somebody on a job site had a thermos filled with apple juice. And then somebody went onto the internet and says, is this immature to like apple juice as an adult? 95% of people said no, but it truly is kind of funny to think about. Like, that's a kid's drink, right? That's a kid's drink.
That's what I think of. If I'm ever somewhere and somebody adult orders apple juice, I don't say anything, but in my head I'm like, what are you, five?
I know, but...
Like, and that's not fair. I mean, apple juice is
good.
It's fine.
That's a decent juice.
It's absolutely fine, but in my head I think you're a five-year-old.
You see that guy on the construction site cracking open his thermos and having his little Lunchable with his apple juice?
Mm-hmm. Stick a straw into it.
What are you doing, Brent? And here's a true adult drink. Shooting Star Vodka has given a whole new meaning to On the Rocks. They are infusing their vodka with a meteorite. I guess they got a piece of space rock and they threw it in a vat of vodka and let it disintegrate a little bit. And they made 4,800 bottles of this stuff, about $200 a bottle. I don't think I would drink that space vodka. You don't know what kind of space disease you're going to get off that.
It would have burned up in the atmosphere. It would have fried everything.
You don't know. What if it's stronger than the atmosphere?
Besides, do we have a certificate of authenticity that this is truly a meteorite?
They had a picture of it.
Oh,
I'm not gonna
drink
it.
I got pictures for days.
You'll get space disease when you drink that stuff. Don't do it.
Clickbait.
Start glowing or something. Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video of an animal chiropractor. Usually specializes with dogs and chickens. Yeah, chicken chiropractor. This time around, there's a video of him cracking a giraffe's neck. And it is trending on Instagram. And it's a pretty darn cute giraffe. And he snaps the neck. And it immediately drops to the floor. No. Check out the video. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
What a gig.